You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 1, Random Bits of Whatever. Hey everyone, it's Banal Leakage, the podcast. This is Marty. Welcome. This is our first episode out here. We've been blogging at banalleakage.com, or I should say I've been blogging at banalleakage.com since April of 2008. And it's taken us this long to get a podcast. Podcast has been around a long time now, and you would think that my interest in doing videos and other types of media and online media, I would have done a podcast by now, but hey, better late than never. And welcome to 2014. It's a new year. Let's start this off right. We're going to be here every single week. Yes, you heard that correctly. Every week we will have a new episode. So let's cover the format of the podcast. First up, we're going to cover a few current events, things like news stories, things that are happening, that kind of thing. Next, you get to listen to a little rant of mine. And then a shameless plug, which will be one of my current blog posts out on banalleakage.com. So with that, let's get started. Back on December 20th, Utah became the 18th state to embrace marriage equality. U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby ruled that it was unconstitutional to bar marriage from gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender citizens of Utah. Fast forward to today, over 1,500 same-sex couples have been issued marriage licenses. But alas, not always happy and gay. Utah has filed 5 times now to stop the gay marriages. It seems, according to our elected lawmakers, that the will of the people was that they didn't want gay marriage here in Utah. Well, too frickin' bad, people. Equality moves forward. Unless a higher court rules differently, gay marriage is legal and continues to be legal. It seems futile to me for these people to stop. Stop what? What's happening? Happiness? People are legally getting married. Couples are becoming families. They gain legal protection under the law. Well, I'm telling you, I'm happy about this. On January 1st, Colorado became the first state in the nation to legalize recreational use of marijuana. It's been more than 70 years since marijuana has been legal in the United States. This is a welcome sign to those who like to toke up. More than 300 businesses have signed up for licenses to sell marijuana legally in the state. But as of Wednesday, January 1st, on New Year's Day, only about 35 or so were ready to start selling the legal weed. They had to meet different restrictions, business approval, all that good stuff to be able to start selling it on the first day it became legal. Washington State also has legalized recreational use of marijuana, but they won't have stores open until sometime later this year. And now it's rant time. Winter, snow, cold, ice, freezing. These are all things that, you know, I've dealt with for the last 20-something years that I've lived here in Utah. And every year I bitch about it and I complain. And, you know, you would think that after all these years I would do something different about it, like move to a warmer climate. But no, I don't. I don't really enjoy bitching about all this stuff. Trust me, I don't. But the thing that gets old after the longest time, dirty snow. It's ugly. It's this frosty-looking crap shit that is dark and black, and it's got motor oil and road crap on it and broken up and damaged road pieces of asphalt. Oh, my God. It's, you know, I cannot wait until spring happens. When the rains come and it washes all that crap down the storm drains, gone. Goodbye, snow. Goodbye, dirty ice. Goodbye, or horrible looking, not pretty looking snow. You want pretty snow in Utah? You go up to the mountains, up to the ski resorts, up to Brighton, up to the canyons, up to Park City. It's nicer up there. It looks nicer. It's better. Not this dirty something or other shit that we have to watch every time. Okay, now it's time for my shameless plug. Back on December 30th, I posted a blog post entitled Top Albums of 2013. I picked my top 10 favorite albums of 2013. Number 10, Black Sabbath's 13. The Kings of Heavy Metal returned with a thundering and dark album of all new songs with original lead singer Ozzy Osbourne, their first since 1978. About the only dark mark on this album was the absence of Bill Ward, which only made this three-fourths of an original union. Aside from that, the songs are well-produced, heavy, and the vocals from Ozzy are really good. Tony and Geezer make their guitars work wonders. Number 9, Group Love, Spreading Rumors. Hard to top the debut album from this band, which came out 2 years ago, but this sophomore effort did come pretty close. Songs like Ways to Go and Shark Attack have that catchy sound and beat this modern band captured on their list of other hits, which sound really great to this fan. What, you think I'm going to go through each one of these top 10 albums? Nope, I'm not going to do that to you. Just go out to banaleakage.com. On the right-hand side, look for recent posts, and it's Top Albums of 2013, and you can see all my picks. Okay, that's a wrap on our first episode. So how'd you like it? Give us feedback. Email podcast@banaleakage.com. Well, you will see you all next week. And remember, if you can't be specific, just be random.